Welcome to Exploring Arizona Life Science Research and Biodiversity with the Tree of Life Web Project. This episode is on farmers markets, growing community around local food and conservation issues. Visit podcasts.tolweb.org to view a learning resource to accompany this page. Please peruse the treehouse that goes with this episode as you listen, as it contains images of the people and organisms that are featured in the podcast. From our Toll podcast page, you can also contact me, Lisa Schwartz, with questions and comments. Farmers markets are great places to get connected to your local natural environment and other people in your community. On almost any day of the week, you can visit a Tucson area farmers market to pick up some delicious produce, learn about cultural and biological diversity, as well as meet some inspiring people working for environmental and human health. I recently visited the Rincon Valley Farmers Market, which is held on Saturdays in Vail, Arizona, and the University of Arizona Farmers Market, which is held on Fridays on the U of A campus. The aroma of roasting green chilies from Hatch, New Mexico, pervaded the air as I spoke to the founders, managers, growers, and locals who make the Rincon Valley Farmers Market a great place to eat and grow community. I first spoke to Michelle Zimmerman of the Rincon Institute and Yarrow, the market manager. They explained that Molly Eaglin opened the market in 2001 as a project of the Rincon Institute, a nonprofit that works to integrate community and conservation.
Farmers Market and is a project of the Rincon Institute. When Molly Eaglin wanted to get it started, she went to the folks that own the barn and said, you know, I want to be a nonprofit. I want to work closely with the Rincon Institute because they promote community gathering and community building and environmental protection and conservation. And it seemed to fit with the mission of the barn, wanting to promote local produce and local goods and community. So it was a nice match. It's an opportunity for the farmers market to function as a nonprofit.
So what's your favorite thing to eat at the market?
Green chilies. Actually, Ava's Mexican food.
Next, as I munched on an impromptu meal of homemade tortillas with green chili, I spoke to Den Hensel, founder of Wild Desert Nursery, a refuge for plants that have been rescued from planned developments before the land is graded. Deb founded the nursery in response to seeing the neighborhoods right around where she lives getting developed and beautiful, slow-growing, and drought-tolerant native plants being destroyed.
Yes, I work with the local developers. Before subdivisions put in, I go out and rescue as many of the natives as we can. Mostly new developments, places where they've done mass grading, and then they build these developments and they put in a minimum landscape package. Mm-hmm. Then what I'll do is sell back a lot of the plants I've salvaged from their development.
Awesome. So you're recreating the Sonoran Desert after it's been pulled down
through. Yes. Every time we do a salvage, it's kind of like a scavenger hunt. We never know what we're going to get. But I have to do an inventory prior to going to the state to apply for the tag. Mainly we salvage ocotillos, barrels, saguaros, prickly pears, hedgehogs, things like that. They saved over 500 ocotillos alone.
And do you think, in terms of the diversity of the original and the integrity of the original habitat, what do you think?
I think as long as people stick to planting native, we're going to be okay. But unfortunately, there's a lot of non-natives that are being brought in, and they require so much.